That's a great question. And, you know, this has been an ongoing conversation with a lot of foreign partners about the U.S. and our gun problems, you know, especially in certain states where gun laws are more relaxed. And this is definitely one of those outcomes of this occurring in a state where gun laws are relaxed. And when you're talking about the United States of America, which is the beacon of progress and hope around the country, the one issue that, you know, foreign friends, foreign colleagues are completely baffled by is our gun laws. And it's completely understandable because it goes against everything that progress says that it wants to move toward. And yet we are still stuck in this really violent time due to very kind of gun laws that depend on, you know, different states and how they decide they want their gun laws to look in each state.
What do you think the impact of this apparent second attempt on Trump's life have on his campaign in particular?
Well, the first assassination attempt, it was all over the news and people were very concerned about a sympathy vote. Depending on what side you land on, you know, the Democrats were concerned that this would give former President Donald Trump a bump. And then the Republicans were hoping that it gave former President Donald Trump a bump. What wound up happening is the President of the United States decided not to rerun and quickly supported and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. And then it seemed as if the conversation just completely disappeared, especially because it seemed that President Trump's ear had healed, that there was no wound.
But do you think that going forward now with just like 50 days left or less until the election day, that when he does these big public rallies, that things are going to change? It's going to look different?
Well, if anything, perhaps there will be more Secret Service. Maybe a popular talking point will be if former President Trump were the president again, he would have more Secret Service. So perhaps that will be a talking point that they will lean into, which is kind of signaling, you know, to the base, perhaps to the base that was going to stay home and not necessarily vote. You know, keep in mind that former President Donald Trump is a populist. He's not necessarily interested in widening the tent per se. It's more about perhaps getting his supporters aren't necessarily voters, to get those supporters that maybe weren't going to vote to now be voters.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have issued statements condemning the political violence. What else needs to be done?
They're doing the right things. I mean, they're talking to the Secret Service. You know, the FBI is involved. Chuck Schumer was briefed. They're briefed. They're staying on top of the situation. And President Biden has said that there needs to be more Secret Service, that the Secret Service needs help, you know, that this perhaps is a workforce issue. And I know across the national security apparatus, there is a workforce issue. So it's looking as if the Secret Service is one of those areas.